Thank you very much, Brother Johnny. That was a very interesting presentation and very helpful to me. I guess I had a question, and then Glenn just slipped one to me. So I'll offer both of them. The first, is there any translation you know of that uses the amended text?
Not that I know of. I didn't look that far.
Well, even yet, it's very compelling and a convincing case to me anyway. Could you comment on the term living water? And I've read most sources that I've read say that this is in contrast to stagnant water. But then I've heard it used in songs, especially as synonymous with water that gives life, like the water of life in Revelation 22:17. So how would you understand this expression, living water?
Well, I think living water would be something that, like you said, is not stagnant, that doesn't grow old or, become foul in some way. You know, the Israelites came to several places out there in the wilderness and the desert that had water that was no good. And you imagine 600,000 men besides the women and children and all the cattle, the demand for water was evidently tremendous. And so on one occasion, Moses had to cut some kind of a tree and throw it in the water, and it freshened the water. Of course, I understand that was a miracle, because that certainly probably wouldn't do it today. But I think living just means ever present and ever fresh and so forth. I was hoping it's going to be like Brother Homer King one time attended a meeting at Lebanon, and he was just kind of sitting in on it as a guest, and I forget what was under discussion, but someone asked him if he had anything to say, and he said, well, he didn't know whether to speak and or be quiet, let everyone think he was ignorant, or speak and absolutely confirm the fact, you know. So I think probably a lot of you might be confused over the study, but hope the general idea got through.
Instead of confused, very enlightened.
Well, I hope so.
It helped me as far as like singing the songs Rock of Ages, you know, and that rock was Christ, and it was wonderful.
Thank you. Well, to me, it's very easy to picture Christ as the source of the living water rather than the person who is the believer. And of course, like we say, in a secondary sense, I think that certainly would be true. But anybody else?